On Tuesday night at 6:30, the comedian Andrew Maxwell was on Radio 4 making fun of vicars, of how they have big, bouncy vicar voices and try to turn around what is in the news to be relevant to the gospel reading. It is a very funny set, and I recommend it to you to catch on iPlayer. But I worry if I am in danger of doing something rather similar this morning. The big bouncy voice I can't avoid, that's just me. But if I am honest with you, I have struggled with my sermon today. But there are some things that I really want to share with you this morning. First, we have our gospel reading. Today we have the parable of the rich fool, a parable probably very well known to you all. We have the rich landowner who has a bumper crop, and instead of using the harvest to do good or to sell on so that others can benefit from it, he simply builds a bigger barn so that he can keep it all to himself. He's called a fool by God. And Jesus leaves us with the punchline in verse 21. This is how it will be with whoever stores up things for themselves, but is not rich towards God. Where are we storing up things for ourselves and are not sharing the richness of God's love with others? Where is the church building bigger and bigger barns just to keep it to itself instead of sharing with all? That's the gospel bit. And so far, so vicar, to quote Andrew Maxwell again. Now the scrunch, or the shoehorn, or masher, if you're down with the kids, which I'm clearly not. But as we go on, do try to hold that image of building bigger barns in order to keep stuff for ourselves in your minds. Today, there will be approximately 660 bishops present at Lambeth 2022, the latest Lambeth Conference, the conference that brings together different parts of the Anglican Church. The Anglican Church is made up of its different provinces, all reflecting their own particular needs and concerns and ministry. The Archbishop of Canterbury is Archbishop of his province alone, our province, Canterbury, and is considered first among equals regarding the hierarchy of the whole umbrella of the Anglican Church. But he is not like the Pope in the Roman Catholic Church. He cannot command by decree what goes on in the Anglican Church's, say, of Australia, Nigeria, or even the Church in Wales for that matter. The Anglican family comprises of tens of millions of Christians across 46 different provinces. We are a big family. And like all families, we try to rub along with one another while acknowledging we're not always going to agree with each other. But it is important, as we all know, for families to try to keep lines of communication open. The Lambeth Conference was supposed to take place in 2020, but for obvious reasons was delayed until now. Prior to 2020, people were told that the main focus of the conference was going to be on climate change, world poverty, and social justice. Surely, these are all matters that the family want to discuss, perhaps even try to get some mutual action points agreed, along now with dealing with the post-COVID world that we're in. But there's been a growing claim for the matter of sexuality and marriage to be at the centre of the work of the conference again, repeating a debate of the Lambeth Conference in 1998. The primates of the Anglican communions in Uganda, Rwanda and Nigeria have turned down their invitation to attend, and other bishops are refusing to go to the communion service today for them all, refusing to break bread with their fellow bishops. And the primates of Uganda, Rwanda, and Nigeria submitted this statement, which I now quote in part. The conclusions reached by the primates of Uganda, Rwanda, and Nigeria suggest that the subject of human sexuality is not on the agenda at the next Lambeth Conference, as if the problems generated by the admission of homosexuality as a normal way of life could be swept under the carpet. Instead, Lambeth 2022 is to focus on peripheral matters, their words, on peripheral matters about the environment and difficulties experienced by disadvantaged communities. I honestly don't know what saddens me the most about this statement. That people who are not heterosexual should be considered as other, or that they see that matters involving environment and disadvantaged communities are to be considered as peripheral matters. Also, if we go back to our own family metaphor, how can you be part of a discussion if you remove yourself from the room? I know, as I'm sure most of us do, people who have been victimized and hurt due to their sexuality and lifestyle, both by wider society and by the church too. In this country, it is no longer illegal to be gay. For most of us, that has been a welcome change to the law during our lifetimes. But we know that is not the case around the world, as highlighted by a demonstration in the Commonwealth Games this week. Notably, homosexuality is illegal in Uganda and Nigeria. And whilst not illegal in Rwanda, there are major issues concerning people of the LGBTQ community not being able to live equally in the same way that heterosexual citizens can. The criticism of the church in the West and of liberal Christians, that's liberal Christians like myself, is that we are too influenced by the society that we live in. So I say to my sisters and brothers in Christ, particularly the primates of Rwanda, Uganda, Nigeria, not very distant to me, but I say to them, okay, I hold my hands up to that. I am influenced by the society that I live and grew up in. But aren't you? Isn't everybody influenced by the society that they live in too? Isn't that in part why you are making the stance that you are making? In the Church of England, we're quite rightly committed to embracing in a dialogue where all people are listened to. We have run a Living in Love and Faith course, and many thanks to the people who attended that day course and came with open mind and contributed to the discussion. And over the next few months and years, perhaps, it is likely to be an ongoing discussion of us in the church and how we can be a flourishing church for all people. And these are the key words: discussion, flourishing, all. You know the old business speak adage? There is a reason why we have 2 ears and one mouth, because we should listen twice as much as we speak. I mentioned them about the Swansea market, but that is the case. You should listen twice as much as you speak. In advance of the Lambeth Conference, the Living in Love and Faith Next Steps group have issued this statement, which I quote in part. The Living in Love and Faith Next Steps group is grateful for the revision to the Lambeth Call on Human Dignity. Genuine dialogue that enhances human dignity can only begin when we are open and honest about our disagreements and differences and the pain that these can cause. The revised call's acknowledgement of the different perspectives that exist in the churches of the Anglican Communion about sexuality and marriage is welcomed. In other words, a family needs to stay in dialogue with one another. In other words, we do not build a barn around what we have and keep it to ourselves and keep others out. Jesus was victimized, persecuted, and hated, and went to the cross so that all of us can be saved if we turn to him. Today, in our worship, we come together. We acknowledge where we have gone wrong. We've all gone wrong. We acknowledge where we have gone wrong. And we are forgiven. We affirm our faith in the Trinity of God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. We offer praise. We offer thanks. We offer prayer, remembering the people Jesus remembered and walked with the poor, the downcast, the persecuted, the people who didn't fit in. And then we break bread together to unite with our brothers and sisters in Christ throughout time and space. And it is not exclusive. The barn is not built around us to keep what we have for ourselves. It is not closed. We are not a closed church. We are all offered to be members of the same body. We are all offered the same invitation by Jesus. And it is an invitation that says that we do not judge others. We welcome others. Paul wrote of being neither Gentile or Jew, circumcised, non-circumcised, slave or free, but all one in Christ Jesus. We may not agree. That's okay. You may not agree with what I have said this morning. That's okay. But don't dismiss what I have said. And don't dismiss me either. Come and talk to me. The door is always open. The more the family talks, the stronger the bonds become. Let us pray together. Gracious God, we thank you that in Jesus you reconcile the world and all who are in it to yourself. Touch the hearts of those attending the Lambeth Conference to extend your peace to all and to work for the reconciliation of all creation. Bless them with your grace and love as they connect with one another and with you. May your spirit of peace hover over their conversations and their resting times. And may your gracious will be done in the life of the Anglican Communion and in the whole of your precious world. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Prince of Peace. Amen.